Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
In the holy name of Jesus, amen. We heard Jesus today say one word, rejoice. But how? It doesn't seem really possible. Your life is on display for everybody else to see, whether in person or in technology. We are sitting here today criticizing everybody, rolling our eyes at everybody. Anything that is positive, anything that is beautiful, any of these things that we should be thinking about has been taken away. Our life revolves around what we see on screens. How many likes can we get? And yet we constantly turn around and find disappointments in ourselves and each other. But the Bible says, rejoice always. Again, I say rejoice. The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy. It seems so hard. Rejoice. Have joy. I think maybe we should rethink this word joy. Rejoicing or having joy is not being happy. Say that again. Rejoicing or having joy is not being happy. When you sing, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart, we don't always know what we're saying. Joy is complex. Joy is incredibly hard. Cantor said it well in her newsletter this past week. Joy is not a fleeting emotion. I would add to it that joy always has to be connected to sorrow, pain, and loss. Huh? That doesn't seem to make sense. Joy always has to be connected to sorrow, pain, and loss. Yeah, but Pastor, at Christmas time, we sing joy to the world. The baby Jesus has been born. Far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, we sing later on. And Jesus himself has joy. Listen carefully again to what the scriptures say about his joy. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Well, what joy does Jesus have? It's you. That's who he finds joy in. So much joy, so much faithfulness that he goes to the cross, the pain, the suffering, the sorrow. And yet in all of it, he has joy over you. Yet think about what you and I did to him. In our sins, in our crying out, the echoing of crucify him, crucify him. He has joy and does this faithfully for you. Joy is always accompanied by sorrow, pain, and suffering. Look at the apostles in the book of Acts. They're put on trial, and when the apostles had been called for and beaten, then they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles were beaten severely for speaking the name of Jesus, for preaching. And then verse 41 says, they departed in the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Joy is hard. Jesus himself tells you today, rejoice, even though you will have sorrow. In your baptism, you are given the sign of the cross placed on your forehead and on your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Jesus himself says to you and to me, if anybody would come after me, take up his cross and follow. You as Christians live under the cross. This is what we teach about. We preach Christ and Him crucified. You see the world around you, and you don't see it as the happiest place that you've ever been. You acknowledge the pain, the suffering, and the loss. And the scriptures tell us to expect these things to be normal. The pain, the suffering, the loss are to be expected. They're the norm. The happiness, the, hey, I had a great day, are the abnormal. That is what we in the Lutheran Church call the theology of the cross. The theology of the cross calls a thing what it is. Pain is pain, suffering is suffering, the cross is the cross. And if Jesus says, take up your cross and follow me, he's not just simply talking about so that your life would become better here on earth. The book of Revelation speaks about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Everybody likes to talk about that, especially now that Israel is bombing other places and vice versa and whatnot. Don't pay attention to any of that. The book of Revelation talks about these four horses, and one of them is a red horse who represents war and bloodshed. These four horses represent what is happening here on earth now, not in the future. You're not going to wake up one morning and go to work and on your drive home from work see the riders in the sky, the four horsemen all of a sudden coming. War and bloodshed, tyranny, death, all of these things that those four horsemen represent are happening here and now. Right? You would agree. I hope you would. War and bloodshed, we still see it. One of the greatest images that I have seen in World War II is in various places in Europe where there are these bombed out churches. And there's a shell maybe of a Roman Catholic or a Lutheran church. And in the midst of that shell with no roof, no windows, and no pews, there is the priest saying Mass, the pastor having service with people. In the midst of war and bloodshed and destruction, the people are gathering around the gifts of God no matter what has happened to their building. That's what we celebrate today with Chaplain Found's retirement. Chaplains are sent out in the midst of pain, suffering, sorrow, and loss. He has gone out to various places that are not the nice confines and comforts that you find here. And yet in the midst of all of those things, all of those places that he has been and that other chaplains have been, they bring an altar, a font, and a pulpit so that joy might be found in some of the worst locations with people seeing some of the worst of humanity. Chaplain Found has gone out pouring forth hope, the hope that we have, so that as those who are on the front lines who experience sorrow may have that sorrow turned to joy. Even in war, bombs, bloodshed, and death, there is strangely a rejoicing because Jesus was in the midst of it all through his death and his resurrection. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The cross tells you and me that joy can be found in every situation that you face in pain, suffering, and loss. Brothers and sisters of Christ, you are given cause for rejoicing and for a joy that cannot be taken away. We who live in the life of Christ's resurrection rejoice even in pain, suffering, and sorrow. We rejoice even as we lay our family members to rest who have died. We rejoice knowing that the worst thing that can happen has happened to Jesus in your place. The Son of God, the light of life, the God of gods, very God of very God, begotten, not made, has given up his life through his crucifixion for you. He was taken down from that cross and he was buried. Christ is risen. And so shall you. That is the joy that will never be taken away. As I stated a few moments ago, joy is always accompanied by sorrow, pain, or loss. Flip it around. That's how we should look at it. Sorrow, loss, pain, the crosses that you bear are always accompanied with joy. Sorrow, pain, loss, crosses that you bear are always accompanied with joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come, says Jesus. But when the baby is delivered, she no longer remembers the anguish, for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Joy is found even in some of the most excruciating pain, like childbirth. Joy is that mother going through all of that birth to hold that little bambino in her arms with a great smile. But joy is not just simply an emotion or a feeling. Joy is also put into action. The mother doesn't simply have joy that, shoo, got through that, I have the baby. Now, baby, you just go ahead and have a good life. The mother puts that joy into action. She raises the child through the pain, the suffering, the conflict, and through all the happiness as well. Jesus' joy in you is ongoing, never backing down, able to cut through all of the sins and messes that I have made and that you have made in your life to always remind us that there is forgiveness even in the worst suffering, pain, and sorrow. He endured the cross for you, his joy, and he's not simply saying, I have risen, now you guys, oh, I hope you get through this whole thing called life. He is not leaving us behind. In the midst of his crucifixion, his side is opened up by a spear. And Scripture says that out of that side flows water and blood. And as John says, water, blood, and spirit, these three testify as to what Jesus is still doing in action for you. That water flowed into that font. That blood flows into this cup that you're about ready to receive. That spirit proclaims to you the wondrous joy that your sins are forgiven. The joy of Jesus is still in action through the font, through absolution, through the Eucharist. And the church has survived even in the darkest and most suffering of times. And yes, even as we wage war against each other, Christ calls us back to his joy. He has placed his church here on earth as yet outposts around the world, proclaiming forth that death is overthrown. Christ is risen. For the crucified Christ is raised never to die again. He is the firstborn of the new creation, and you are next. And so am I. Joy says that there will always be something better, hopeful, and beautiful waiting for you. But it's hard. It's so terribly hard. And I can't promise you here today that you're going to have joy today and tomorrow through happiness and other things. All I can point to you today is the fact that that joy is with you no matter what. It is promised to you. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look to the things which are seen, but to the things that are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. You have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
To Christ alone be the glory forever and ever. Amen.